Hello, I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio for this Monday. Mondays at 1, all things political, and you know that you get the best political news of anywhere in the state here on Wisconsin Public Radio. We're in a pledge drive, and so I'm going to ask you to pledge with your support for all things political, all the political conversations we have had, all that we will have before the midterm elections, and then the presidential election, and then the next midterm, and the next presidential election. Our lines are open for you during this hour. WPR.org is the web to go to, or you can pledge at 888-202-2552. And we'll have a special pledge drive edition of All Things Political with Craig Gilbert, and that will begin in just a moment. Before we start our show today, though, I do want you to be aware of this, if you're not already, that Mike Simonson, our superior-based reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio, died over the weekend. And he could have worked anywhere. He could have lived anywhere. He chose Wisconsin Public Radio, and he also chose Superior. He was a top-notch reporter. His style was so easy and so informative, and I'm really going to miss his voice, as I'm sure many of you will. Patricia Gott on Facebook wrote this: "He made sure the rest of the state would not forget us and would learn what was important to us, from Lake Superior to the Pinokies. Plus, he was an amazing human being. We will miss him. I guess we all go at some point, but it's hard when you're used to work on the radio and to listening to somebody as good as Mike was for so many years. So our sympathies to his family, and thank you, Mike, if you can hear me, I don't know, maybe you can, for all of your splendid work. Craig Gilbert is our guest now on All Things Political. He's Washington Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We are going to talk, not exclusively, because the Supreme Court had some interesting things to say today as well, but we are going to talk about the races here in Wisconsin, the midterms, and Craig's piece today is on midterm elections being as much about which people vote as they are about how people vote. We will look at the narrow lead that Governor Scott Walker has carved out. We'll look at the advertising and the huge amounts of money that are going into television advertising for this race. We will also, of course, look at the Supreme Court's decision to deny review in all 5 pending same-sex marriage cases, so marriages can proceed now in Indiana, Oklahoma, Utah, Virginia, and Wisconsin. And we'll be welcoming phone calls for you. Are you motivated to vote in the governor's race? Do you think it will be turnout? Do you think that these polls indicate a large advantage for Governor Walker? What do you think? We'd love to hear from you, so now's the time to call. 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. Craig Gilbert, hello. Thanks so much for being with us, sir.
It's nice to be with you, as always.
Yeah, nice to have you here. So you, in today's piece, talk about this being very close still, but Republicans being slightly more enthusiastic than Democrats about voting and more likely to say they're certain to vote. Why are they slightly more enthusiastic?
Well, I think, you know, what we've seen in the polling is that those numbers bounce around a little bit, so you can't put too much stock in them in the sense that, you know, a couple months ago in the summer, Democrats were saying they were slightly more enthusiastic. But what is more typical in midterm elections is that we do find higher turnout rates among Republicans than among Democrats for just demographic reasons. I mean, you've got Republicans are a whiter, older, economically better off collection of people, and those things all tend to kind of equate with higher rates of voting. And so there are components of the Democratic coalition as groups, younger people, minorities, et cetera, that while they may show up pretty reliably for presidential elections, often drop off and don't vote in the midterms. So that's always a constant challenge for Democrats, and the polling, I think, underscores the fact that as divided as the electorate is in Wisconsin and over Scott Walker and over this race, what really matters, of course, is who turns out to vote, and the composition of the electorate and the size of the electorate will have a lot to do, and maybe more to do with the outcome than, you know, people switching their minds at the last minute.
So what is it that will motivate people to vote? Is it television advertising? Is it your neighbor saying, come on, I'm going to take you to the polls? What is it?
Well, it's a lot of different things. It's those things and other things. I mean, television advertising in a race like this can actually be more about mobilizing than about persuasion, just because it's so hard to persuade people, because as we've discussed a zillion times, attitudes are really entrenched. So certainly the campaigns are using television in part to try to, you know, get those people who, if they vote, they're going to be with you, but you're not sure they're going to vote. So you just want to remind them why they might want to vote. And often that takes the form of negative advertising, because that's one way to motivate people, is tell them, remind them what they don't like about the other side. But there's a lot of other things. I mean, there, in terms of the work that the campaigns do on the ground, a lot of research has found that, you know, the more personal and direct that contact is, the more effective it is. So you've got canvassing, you've got, you know, neighbor to neighbor, you've got within groups like a labor union, people talking to their colleagues, their fellow members, all those things the campaigns are trying to do, and they're also doing it with more sophistication than they used to do it. If on the Democratic side, that means that the party is trying to do a better job of getting their drop-off voters to come out in the presidential election. On the Republican side, they do have kind of all things being equal, they have a little bit of an advantage in midterm elections. In a state like Wisconsin, which leans Democratic in presidential races, mm-hmm. it means that we're more of a 50-50 state in a midterm election.
Yeah, and you reminded us, and please remind us on the air, of how many races, when we look at presidential elections, have been won by Democrats, and how many gubernatorial races in the past, so many elections, have been won by Republicans.
Yeah, I mean, at 5 of the last 7 midterm races for governor, and 6 out of 8, if you include the recall election, have been won by Republicans in Wisconsin. But the Democrats have won the last 7 presidential elections, and the last time the Republicans won a Senate race that was in a presidential year, where you had a presidential electorate, was 1980, Bob Caston. So Republicans have proven unable, really, to win presidential ballot elections in the state in recent history, but they've been very adept at winning midterm elections. So that's why we have, such a competitive. That's one reason why we have a pretty competitive race, but one where Democrats can't depend on the sort of inherent advantage they have in Wisconsin in presidential years.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about money for a moment, and then maybe we can take one phone call or two before we go to ask people for money for Wisconsin Public Radio, also an important cause this hour. This amount of money, Craig, just astounds me. You wrote in an earlier piece, Democrats spending just over $2.5 million in Wisconsin's 5 main media markets, Republicans spending just under $2.5 million. What a lot of money, isn't it?
And that's just for the month of September.
Oh, my gosh.
In the governor's race. I mean, actually, you know, it's all relative, right? If you compare it to the recall race, it's less, because the spigots were wide open in the recall race. You had, you know, for recalls, the contribution limits are lifted, and you had just serious money coming in from all over into this race. A big advantage for the Republicans, but overall, just, you know, huge levels of spending. So compared to the recall race, it's not as much. It actually, and it hasn't been a super long race. I mean, the ad wars really, they began in the spring, but they began early in the year, but they've really heated up since June. So it's about $7 million on broadcast television since June. Again, that doesn't include cable. It doesn't include radio. It doesn't include digital. It doesn't include other mobilization. So, yeah, it's a lot of money. It is competitive in the sense that I don't think we're going to walk away from this election saying one side won the governor's race because they vastly outspent the other side.
Interesting.
That's not what we're looking at.
And the ads, I've been seeing a lot of them, and they seem to be pretty evenly distributed, but they are negative.
They are. I mean, the Center or Wesleyan Media Project, which kind of used to be the Wisconsin Advertising Project years ago, which monitors this stuff, had a study where they just looked at the middle 2 weeks of September, and they found that the way they measured it, Wisconsin had the most negative governor's race in the country. That was in the sense that the fewest percentage of ads that were entirely positive, I think it was 4% of our ads in this two-week period, were entirely positive and did not contain negative messages about the other candidate. That was the lowest of any race for governor for this period of time, and it could well be true for the campaign as a whole. I mean, obviously, negative advertising has been with us for a long time and will continue to be with us, and you can argue about whether it's good or bad or indifferent, but we've seen certainly a lot of it in this race.
Mm-hmm. Craig Gilbert is our guest for our pledge edition of All Things Political, and we're going to be welcoming phone calls for him. Here's our number. Why don't you get the phone calls lined up? We'd like to start our calls with the gubernatorial race, and we'll move into some of the other issues as the hour progresses, what the Supreme Court said about same-sex marriage this hour. We'll talk about the Senate race nationally, and if the Republicans do have a slight edge, a pretty strong possibility of taking the Senate in the midterms. We'll look at those issues with Craig as well. But let's ask you about this governor's race. Do you think that it is closer than the latest poll would indicate, or do you sense that Governor Scott Walker is increasing his lead? Will there be a change in terms of mobilizing voters at the last minute? Will it be because of ads that are on the air? Will it be because people see this as an important race? Will we see a change in what the historical pattern has been, that people don't vote as often when it comes to a midterm election? What do you think? What do you think about this race? Here's our phone number, 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. Craig is the Washington Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and does the best reporting around on Wisconsin politics and national politics as well. So we'll take your calls momentarily. You are listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Our on-air phone number for you to weigh in on all things political, and particularly the gubernatorial race in Wisconsin, is 800-486-8655. And lines are open for that discussion, so please, we'd love to hear from you. We got a lot going on this hour. This is also the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. I am Kathleen Dunn with our producer, K.P. Whaley, in the studios here in Milwaukee. And you know, as a listener, and we know as people who produce the show and do the show, that we're always going to hear something worthwhile all the time, every single day. So now is the time for you to put a value on all that is worthwhile and everything you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio by making a gift. And here's how you do that. You call 888-202-2552 or you go to WPR.org.
That's KP, right.
Hi.
Hello. And we did hear from 30 people last hour.
Very nice.
30 listeners that made pledges, and we thank each one of them for those pledges. Our goal this hour, Kathleen, is also 30 pledges. And you'll really want to make the pledge this hour because your gift of any amount automatically enters you into a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip. So you can help us meet the goal and get entered into the drawing by making a contribution now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You probably know by now that we really enjoy, and we think that it's important, we bring you every single day two great hours of radio from 1 until 3, Monday through Thursday. We do so much politics. We do an analysis of local politics, of our state politics, national politics, international politics, history books. How about the series on the Civil War? We do sports, the controversy in the NFL, politics, social issues, and certainly education. We're here with important topics, and we even, you know, have a few chuckles every now and then, but we can't. More than a few chuckles. But we can't chuckle or learn all these things without your support. Listener contributions make up, which is pretty amazing if you didn't know this, 40% of our budget, and that's a lot. And it's why we are asking for your gift right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And as I mentioned, everyone who pledges this drive will be entered into a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip. You get to choose either the Rhine River, Alaska, or even France. So you could be the lucky winner when you make a pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And you don't have to pledge to participate. You can certainly send a postcard with your name, address, email, telephone number to WPR Trip Drawing, 821 University Avenue in Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. So you can enter by sending a postcard, or to make it very, very simple, just make a pledge right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This is what your kids sound like when you don't listen to public radio.
You're looking at me.
No, no.
Yes, you are.
No, no.
Yes, you are.
And this is what your kids sound like when you do listen to public radio.
More likely not me.
No,
Yes, you are.
Okay, they might not get it now, but kids who grew up listening to public radio often end up listening to public radio as adults. Invest in their future learning. Donate today. Your kids will thank you later.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during this fall membership drive. I'm Kathleen Dunn with KP Whaley asking for your support of WPR. And it's your gift of, well, $10 maybe a month, $15 a month, whatever the amount is that you feel you can contribute, it's the right amount. Whoops, get your money.
That is the right amount.
It is the right amount. Kathleen,
sustaining members really provide a vital and stable support for WPR as well. If you're already a sustaining member, thank you for your ongoing support. And if you're not yet a sustainer, become one now. As a sustainer, you make automatically monthly deductions from your bank account or credit card, and that support automatically renews each year. So it's a really great way for you to contribute. Make sure that you know you're contributing all the time. And it's easy to set up at WPR.org. Or again, you can call 888-202-2552. And you'll really feel good every time you listen to us, knowing that your support is always there. And
you
we can
will.
Count on it.
Yeah, and you do feel good when you do that. Feel good. That's good.
It's the best time. I love Pledge Drive. I always feel good at Pledge Drive time.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. You just had some good food before you got on the air, too. That makes us feel good. One common factor among WPR listeners, as I'm sure you know, is that they love to read, and we do as well. I'm sure you've received a lot of book recommendations from listening. A book on chapter a day, an interview with an author. We interview so many of them. Nancy Pearl is joining us next hour to give you even more recommendations. Or maybe it's something you heard on a news program that made you want to go out and learn more on that topic. So your listening leads to a never-ending book list. Your donation at this very moment makes that kind of endless enjoyment and discovery possible. Here's how you do it. WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to keep all of those interviews and book recommendations coming your way.
Yeah, it's really very easy to participate. It just takes a few minutes of your time and a gift of any amount, say $10 a month is all you'll need. That donation will come back to you every day in the form of all of these great programs that you listen to. So show your support now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
Wisconsin Public Radio works on the honor system. You don't have to pay for it, but the whole thing works because you do choose to pay for it. So how about a pledge of $10 a month right now? You decide the amount. You go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And that gift will support the programs that you hear every day on WPR.
We've received three pledges so far this hour. We need 27 more to go, and we just got about half an hour left to do that. So your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 really helps and enters you into that drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip. Sustainers, again, don't worry, you're automatically entered.
Pledge now and ask for the WPR logo secure ID tags with your gift of $5 a month at $60 or more. They're similar to a luggage tag, but they're better because they're smaller and they don't show your contact information.
And you can put those key rings, you can put it on your key ring, you can put the other on your phone. Kathleen, you could put it on the many books you take home. And then there are handy tags that when you pledge just $5 a month, again, that's only $60 a year, at WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
If you're a sustainer, thank you so much. Make today that will be the day that you increase your support of WPR by $5 a month, or whatever it is you can do. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you can join Glenn and Vicky from Mondovi, who say that we pledge today because it just seems like the right day to donate.
Absolutely.
It is the right day.
Thing to say. Today's the right day. This is the right moment. Grab it. Thank you, KP.
Thank you.
It's All Things Political, what you're listening to now on the Ideas Network, and we have Craig Gilbert with us. He is Washington Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We started our conversation talking about the gubernatorial race because the polls have been coming out. It shows that the current governor, Governor Scott Walker, has a slight edge. We're talking about advertising. Craig has done a really superb job of breaking down the markets and where the current governor is showing strength and where there might be room for more Democratic support. So we're going to talk about that. But our question to you this hour, and please call because I know that many of you are following this race. What are your thoughts about it? The amount of money that has gone into the race? Do you feel as though you know how Mary Burke would govern as governor? Do you feel that you know how Governor Scott Walker would govern during a second term? Are you very likely to vote in this election? Are you undecided? Is anybody in Wisconsin undecided? Feel free to give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. You're quiet today. 800-486-8655 is our number on air. 800-486-8655. Craig, why don't we break down a little bit of the state? The governor, when we were talking about the money numbers, has spent, I think, 20% more in the Green Bay area. What are the Republican strongholds, the Democratic strongholds, and are any of those areas changing at all?
Well, you know, you can look at this by television market, which, and those are big categories. I mean, you know, the Green Bay television market, I don't know how many, it might be 18 or 20 counties, I'm not really sure, but it's not just Green Bay and Brown County. It's, so they're pretty diverse, but basically, you've got Milwaukee, which is the biggest television market in the state. It's more than 40% of the electorate, and there you've got both, you know, this hardcore Democratic area, obviously Milwaukee City and Milwaukee County, mm-hmm. and then you've got the very Republican suburbs, and then you've got some somewhat less Republican areas on the outside. You got Madison, which is a Democratic-leaning market. Green Bay has always been a battleground, but it's been a Republican-leaning battleground, and it's a place where the governor, Walker, has really done well in his elections. And then you've got these outstate markets. One is sort of Wausau-Rhinelander, and the other is La Crosse-Eau Claire. The Wausau market leans a little Republican. The La Crosse-Eau Claire market leans a little Democratic. So you've got the kind of partisan character, and then you've also got, you know, the sort of notion of whether these areas are swing areas or not. And, you know, in a place like Madison, where you've got this hardcore Democratic base, you probably have proportionally fewer sort of swing voters and persuadable voters than in a market like La Crosse-Eau Claire or even to some extent Green Bay. So the campaigns are keeping all those things in mind in their advertising decisions. The governor, the market where he may have the biggest relative advertising advantage, and none of these are massive, is Green Bay, as you alluded to, and that's just been a very important part of his political strategy. He's done, if you look at where he travels and you look at his, you know, even his messaging to some degree. I mean, he's been very focused from the beginning on doing well there. He did really well there in 2010, and then he did spectacularly well there in 2012. He won the Green Bay market by, which is about a fifth of the state's electorate, by, I think, 23 points in 2012, which is in the recall, which is better than, you know, a Republican would typically perform in that kind of an election. So, I can't tell you exactly why he's done so well there, but he certainly put a lot of effort into it. And really, his margin in the recall, when you look at the numbers, had a lot to do with his performance outside Milwaukee and Madison, and really outstate, you know, to the north, to the west. It may have had something to do with the fact that people, maybe there was less, more skepticism about the, more reservations about the recall process, mm-hmm. Maybe the fact that he was running against the mayor of Milwaukee had something to do with it. Then you get to, you know, some of these other markets where the governor performed well in 2012, like Wausau and La Crosse. It's going to be hard for him to do as well as he did in 2012. He doesn't necessarily have to, but those are real battlegrounds for those reasons. When you get down into Milwaukee and Madison, it's as much about, you know, turning out their base for each party as it is about, you know, trying to find swing voters.
Yeah, I want to talk about the base in Milwaukee in a moment, but let's go to some phone calls for you. Eric and Verona. Hi, Eric.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you guys today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, I wanted to comment on how I think the next governor will govern.
All right.
I believe that recently with the new budget announcement that we're about $1.8 billion short, I think that will be be an option for Scott Walker to exercise more critical, you know, take away more from public employees again. It'll be that excuse will allow him to do that.
Craig, do you have a pretty good, if you want to comment on that and talk a little bit more about what we could expect in terms of how Scott Walker might govern in another term and how Mary Burke might govern?
Well, you know, I think the closest thing to a given in this equation is probably, I mean, the Republicans have a pretty good chance of holding on to the legislature. So if we assume for a moment that Republicans control the legislature, then you're talking either about a unified party, unified Republican government like we've had for most of the last 4 years, or you're talking about this dramatic standoff between a Democratic governor and a Republican legislature, which is going to probably look and feel somewhat like what we've seen in Washington, which is, you know, neither party is going to be too happy. For Democrats, it would be good news in the sense that they wouldn't be getting the policies. They'd be less likely to be getting the policies they really don't like because there would be kind of a policy impasse. You know, we would see certainly a lot of partisan division like we've seen in Washington. So one interesting question is, you know, if Mary Burke did win the governor's race and if the Republicans held on to the legislature, what that would look like and how much, you know, what she could accomplish, what the Republicans could do. And if it's another, if it's a second term for Governor Walker, you've got a couple of different scenarios there, too. And one is, does he run for president? And how does that affect his second term? If he doesn't run for president, how does he solve, you know, the budget problems we've been talking about, having done what he's already done? And, you know, the both parties have their different policy approaches and strategies for solving a budget shortfall. And everybody kind of knows what they are, but there's zero agreement between the two parties about these things.
Let's go next to Rob in Green Lake. Hi, Rob.
Hi there.
Hi.
Beautiful day.
Good.
Thank you for having me on.
Sure.
My comment is the difference between the messages and how they're getting out. You know, they're obviously they're politically diverse, but I live here in Republicanville, and quite frankly, the Democratic message, whatever it is muted. The newspapers, the local media, there is no coverage of anything going on in the Democratic realm. It's strictly Republican, and this holds true of local papers, the television, radio, so on and so forth. It's very difficult to get any idea unless I pick up the State Journal or go on to the radio like I'm doing right now, or the web, the BBC or something like that, to get the Democratic message. If there was one thing I wish that our Democratic candidate for governor would do, I would say it would be sort of a Bill Clinton. Get on your soapbox and call these people out. Unimpassioned, you know, non-personal, business-like, but she needs to get up and say, this is what's going on. Is this really, as a Wisconsin tradition, you want to have these types of individuals standing behind the governor with all the other folks that have been indicted and so on? Is this really what you folks want? And she's not saying that. And
yeah.
I wish it would happen.
All right. Stay with us for the response. You made some really interesting points, and we'll ask Craig about that. He's feeling that you can't have a fair discussion of issues because the media markets in certain areas are dominated by one political view or another. And is Mary Burke forceful enough in the way she's taking on the governor? Good questions. We'll ask Craig about that momentarily. Craig Gilbert is our guest on All Things Political here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We're in our fall membership drive right now, and that means that it's time for you to step up to the plate because your support is the foundation of our budget. I don't know if you know this, but it is what makes Wisconsin Public Radio your go-to place for great programs. We'll be back with Craig Gilbert and more of your calls in just a moment. First, KP Whaley is with me to encourage you to go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your gift in support of the programs that you count on.
That's right, Kathleen.
That is right, KP.
We're still looking for 20 more pledges in the next 20 minutes to stay on track this hour.
All right.
We do have 9 new members, which is really fantastic.
That's great.
And we thank you for your pledges if you have. When you do pledge, you'll be entered into win 2 tickets on a WPR trip. You can donate any amount during the fall membership drive, and you could travel the Rhine River in Europe or see Alaska's beautiful scenery or even experience the rich culture and cuisine of France. So you help pay for the Kathleen Dunn Show when you give, and WPR.org is how you do it, or you can call 888-202-2552.
Maybe you found yourself thinking about something in a new way after you've heard one of our shows or you've heard one of our callers, like the last caller. That happens to me all the time. It's the beauty of this network. You hear multiple points of view, not just one point of view. You value what you hear on the Ideas Network. So please pledge your support. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
WPR is personally important for you, and it's probably also important for you that everyone in the state has access to this high-quality information and entertainment. So become a member now with a contribution of, say, just $5 a month. And you're not only doing something good for yourself, but you're doing something good for the whole community that make up Wisconsin Public Radio. Give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
How can you say no to that kind of plea from that kind of voice and that kind of earnestness? If you're thinking that your tax dollars, your federal and state, already support WPR, well, you're right, they do, and we thank you for that. But contributions from individual listeners make the quality and variety of programs on WPR possible. It is true that listener support is actually the single biggest piece of our budget pie. Because WPR matters to you, make a personal contribution to pay for the radio programs you listen to. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
How'd you like to cruise up the Rhine River, visiting beautiful towns in Germany and France? That could be you this December, enjoying Christmas markets, tasting fine cheeses, walking through picturesque towns. You'll even visit Beethoven's home and enjoy classical music throughout the trip. This tour is just one of 3 trips you'll get to choose from when you win our Choose Your Own Adventure drawing during this membership drive. Your pledge of any amount gets you entered, but no contribution is necessary to win. Sustainers, you're automatically entered. Learn all the details at WPR.org/drawing or enter with your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Good luck.
You might be wondering, how much should I give? That's up to you. Your contribution of any amount will be turned into great programs. We promise you that. Programs that will keep you informed and entertained all year long. So make your pledge in any amount at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Your pledge right now says, I value this program and I want more of it. It makes me think and it makes me laugh. It makes me feel good. It makes me fill in the blank, right? But those are powerful feelings. And you make a powerful statement when you support what you value and what you believe in. We certainly have people calling in with their values and their
beliefs sure
every day. And we want those same voices to call in now and make a pledge and join, renew, or make an extra gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're looking, KP, for 19 more pledges in the next 19 or so minutes. So as an added amount of for your pledge of any amount, you will be entered in that drawing for 2 tickets on a WPR trip. And sustainers, you're all automatically entered.
And this pledge drive, we're offering something very useful for your pledge of just $5 a month or more. Ask for the handy WPR logo secure ID tags. You can put one on your key ring and stick the other on your phone, and then they find their way back.
Yeah, so if you ever lose your phone or keys, the tags will help you get them back. So please pledge WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
A sustaining membership is also a convenient way for you to provide reliable funding for WPR. You set up an ongoing monthly donation from your bank account or credit card. It's simple. It's easy. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Thomas and Ellen from Milwaukee put it simply, succinctly, we are donating for our daily listening enjoyment of WPR. That's
thank you, Thompson.
There it all is.
It is.
Yeah.
And now you can go to the phones and do that too. Thanks for your pledges at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks, KP. Craig Gilbert is with us for all things political, and we're talking mostly about the gubernatorial race, which is getting pretty darn close. I thought the caller earlier made some interesting comments. How many media markets are dominated by what you could call conservative radio and perhaps conservative print as well, Craig, so you're not getting a lot of different viewpoints?
Well, you know, it's an interesting question because the strongest talk radio market, which is Milwaukee, is, you know, an area where each party has a very strong base. And so it's it complicates that question, that dynamic. You know, we do have, we are living in a world where we've seen, you know, because of a combination of media fragmentation and this phenomenon, which we've talked about before, of red places getting redder and blue cases getting bluer, is you get these sort of information cocoons or silos where, you know, people tend to hear the points of view that they agree with, and
right,
they get reinforced. And to some degree, you know, the internet kind of mediates that because it doesn't really matter where you live. But when it comes to radio, when it comes to the kind of targeted political communications that the campaigns do, then, yeah, you're going to sometimes feel, especially if you're in the political minority in a particular area, like you're only hearing one side of things. And so I think that does, it was an interesting comment, and I think that does happen to some degree. I mean, obviously, there's also just kind of what your neighbors think, and that can be reinforcing or it can be isolating. But it's a phenomenon of modern political life that there are these kind of reinforcement effects about the way people get their information, either because of where they live or just because that's the stuff they're seeking out. It doesn't always happen that way in terms of campaign strategy. I mean, we saw with the Madison media market, the Democrats actually were not on the air. In fact, that's the one market they've been out-advertised the most because it's been less of a priority for them because they feel like they can depend on those voters to turn out.
Mm-hmm.
And so you had periods of time this summer when if you were living in Madison and watching broadcast television, you might have been seeing Scott Walker ads, but you weren't seeing any Democratic ads.
And what about his point that the Burke campaign, she in particular, has not been as forceful as she might, which would serve her well in this campaign? She hasn't taken him on a whole lot on the John Doe issues or on some of the investigations that are going on here.
I mean, that's a very subjective, obviously, question, and I'm not as close to it on a daily basis on the ground to be in a position to sort of say, yes, she's doing this or not doing this. But my sense is that that's been kind of her style and
right,
campaign style for a long time. I mean, I've heard people were saying that months ago. Whether you think that's working for her or not working for her, it may be a combination of being a first-time candidate. It may be sort of tactical judgments the campaign has made about the fact that, hey, they're running against this guy and everybody's divided and everybody has strong opinions about this guy, so it may or may not serve us as well to try to be sort of a lightning rod ourselves. I don't know. But I think some of it's just personality. I mean, she's clearly not a firebrand, and she's also a first-time candidate.
Mm-hmm. Lori in Hales Corners, hi.
Hi. I have an idea for you. I mean, if we're hearing too much of the same speeches from both sides, how about taking a look at what Network is proposing, the Nuns on the Bus campaign? I'm kind of promoting it because they have a social justice agenda, mending the wealth gap, enacting a living wage, crafting a faithful budget that benefits the 100%, securing health care for all, protecting immigrant rights, promoting nonviolent solutions to conflict, and I'm not sure what they'd stand for on the environment, but I'm kind of in favor of going along with those Nuns on the Bus. And you can actually go to their website and order pledge cards. And the neat thing about those is you send those cards in with some information on them about yourself, and they actually provide they stay in touch with you, and they'll deliver the postcard to your newly elected officials in January to remind them that we, the people, helped them get elected and will hold them accountable to their campaign promises. What do you think of that?
What do you think of that, Craig?
I don't have a whole lot to say about that.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, Lori. Good to know about the nuns on the bus. We've talked to them, actually, in the past. David in Wisconsin Rapids. Hi.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, David.
Yeah, I guess I kind of feel like Citizens United has really corrupted our democracy. And I think the money is really buying the elections now, especially with incumbents. It's almost impossible. But my question are we really still a democracy?
Well, let's expand that a little bit. What about the role of Citizens United in this particular election campaign? Are our numbers way up for advertising, Craig, or about the same as they were for the last go around?
Well, again, compared to the recall, they're not as they're less, and that I think what was different about the recall is you didn't have contribution limits, because those are the rules governing recalls, and so the floodgates were wide open in the recall. So you actually have less outside spending in this race, and the outside spending so far has been more on the Democratic side than on the Republican side. I mean, the Greater Wisconsin Committee has been the single most active group in terms of what they've spent on broadcast television. You've got Emily's List supposed to be coming in with advertising, too. And then on the Republican side, the groups have been the Republican Governors Association and the NRA. Again, this is just in terms of broadcast television. Other groups may be doing other forms of advertising, but not at the volume on the Democratic side. So the Democratic spending, kind of the so-called independent spending or outside spending, has tended to kind of offset some of Governor Walker's spending advantage over Mary Burke. One of the features of our system is that actually candidates are guaranteed, a lot of people don't know this, but candidates are guaranteed the lowest rate possible for the airtime they buy, and groups are not. So it's actually, the candidates actually spend their money more efficiently than these groups do. But the groups can come in if they have enough money and have an impact. It's hard to know what that impact is all the time, but we do know, even though where they're getting the money is not always transparent, we do know now who's spending it on television, because all that information has to be posted on the FCC website, and it has to be made available by the local stations, which mm-hmm. post their buys. It's not all the spending, and it's not even all the advertising spending, but it's a big part of it when you're talking about broadcast television.
Yeah. Is the Supreme Court likely to take up voter ID in Wisconsin before the election or not? Do you have any feel for that?
I think it would be a little bit of a surprise if something happened there, just because it's an unusual set of circumstances. But we were also surprised when, the federal court, appellate court, took it up and gave it the green light, because by the time, we'd gotten to a point where I think the expectation was it wasn't going to be in place this year, because we were getting kind of late in the cycle. And now it is, and now it may not be. I think at this point, I'd be surprised if the circumstances, conditions changed again. But it's been a moving target. And, so one of the things about our politics these days is some of these battles are being played out in the courtroom that have real partisan political impacts. And it's kind of, ideally, you'd like all this stuff to be decided at the ballot booth, but a lot of it is decided in the courtroom.
Yeah, and speaking of the courts, we'll talk about the Supreme Court in just a moment. I want to remind people, because we're getting fairly close to the top of the hour, we're in a pledge drive right now for the caller who feels as though he's in a market where you don't get a variety of viewpoints. I got to tell you that this is the place that you'll go for election coverage, because it is so complete. Interviews with all of the candidates and a discussion of the issues every single day. So pledge for that, won't you? It's one of the things we do so well. Our pledge number is 888-202-2552. Finally, Craig Gilbert, today the Supreme Court denying review in all five pending same-sex marriage cases, so marriages can proceed now in Indiana, Oklahoma, Utah, Virginia, and Wisconsin. That is pretty dramatic.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this before. This is an issue where just things have just moved so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
The gravity of center of gravity on this issue has moved so quickly. It was less than 10 years ago that you had voters in Wisconsin voting to ban same-sex marriage in a Democratic year, and now suddenly we're talking about it being legal, and there not being a huge political controversy over it. So move very far, very fast on that issue.
Yeah. Thank you, Craig, so much for being with us.
Anytime. As always,
have fun this month.
Thanks.
I'm sure you will. We'll call you again. Craig Gilbert, he is the Washington Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's been writing a lot about Wisconsin politics, and he has a piece, actually, in today's paper. If you don't have the paper in hand, you can certainly get it online, and it looks at voters and likely voters and registered voters and the differences between them, and earlier pieces on a breakdown of where Democrats are doing well, where Republicans are doing well in various parts of the state. I'm Kathleen Dunn, KP Whaley joining me in our Milwaukee studios, and this is also Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. So we are here, in addition to inform you, to raise money that pays for the programs that you enjoy and that would, I hope, include a program like this one. Give your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're still looking for 13 more pledges.
Okay, we got to get those in,
13
everybody.
More pledges, about 10 minutes or less. Here's a really good reason to give. If you pledge any amount, you're automatically entered into a trip or to win a trip to the Rhine River, Alaska, or a trip to France. So it's a great way to thank you for what you're doing. And if you've already given, you can help us stay on track this hour by making a pledge, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've been enjoying the conversation about all things political and the gubernatorial race in Wisconsin with Craig Gilbert, who really is a semi-regular guest of ours. It's just one example of all of the informative shows, particularly before elections, that we have and that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. So please take a moment to make these kinds of conversations possible and continue. Choose a gift amount, make your pledge, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, we talked a lot about cable bills and all these things that
we sure have.
We spend a lot of money on entertainment and on news. And you might pay $200 a month for your cable service, and you're willing to do that because you get the entertainment and the information all month long. Well, you get those same things here on the station and in Kathleen's show. And in fact, the quality that you get here is really unmatched. So that quality is only possible with your support. So become a sustaining member. With a 9XM leadership gift of $100 or more a month, you'll keep the station going strong. Make your gift of any amount now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Sam from Madison, and my husband and I are sustainers of WPR. Wisconsin Public Radio is really my main source for global news and community news. My husband and I like being sustainers because I don't have to think about the contribution that I write out. It's automatic. And when I hear appeals on the radio, I already feel good. Like, yes, I made my donation and I'm making it monthly, so I don't have to think about it. I think it's critical that my husband and I support Wisconsin Public Radio and the programming that they broadcast. We really are lucky to live in this community, and I only want to make it stronger. So I hope you'll join me in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio as a sustaining member.
And pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We have 12 calls to go. 11. We got 11. That's our goal for the next 4 minutes. So let's reach that goal, okay? Your gift might be $10 or $20 a month, whatever you give. It's okay, but just pledge. Pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It really is easy, too. All you have to do is call the number. It takes a few minutes of your time. All we need is your name, your contact information, how you'd like to give, and how much you'd like to pay. Your gift supports the stories and programs that keep you connected to the world. Give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I hope that you know that everybody who's on this show talks about how intelligent, involved the listeners are, and you shape what is on these airwaves. So thank you for making sure that Wisconsin and beyond has a very vital, strong, public participatory radio service. WPR is your station because you fund it. So take the step. Right now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552. 10 calls to go.
10 more to go. And if you need a reason, give any amount and you're entered in to win two tickets on a WPR trip to cruise along the Rhine River in Europe, discover Alaska, or sample the French lifestyle. So thanks if you've already given. If you haven't, now is the time. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And pledge drives are important times to hear from new members. So if you're not a member yet, please take that step right now. We make the new membership easy. Any amount you give makes you a member, and it takes just a couple minutes to get that all taken care of. So go to WPR.org, 888-202-2552, and make a contribution of $5 a month. When you do, you'll make the WPR programs you count on every day possible.
$5 a month to become a new member.
$5 a month.
That's a pretty easy
deal. It's a deal.
Easy deal.
You'll feel good.
And 15 people have done that this hour, so we want to thank you for that.
Yes, we do.
You know you love WPR because it's your source of intelligent radio. You know, you've got bills associated with high-quality radio, and that's we've got those bills, and that's where you come in. Your support is really important. Making a pledge is very quick and easy. You'll be finished in no time. Your contribution of any amount, even $5 a month, even $10 a month, $100 a month, it's all appreciated at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We need eight calls to make our goal by the top of the hour. So we are getting there. Please call this hour. All things political, important, important radio. Your gift right now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And if you pledge now, you can ask for WPR logo secure ID tags with your gift of $5 a month. And these tags are similar to luggage tags, but they are smaller and they don't show your contact information. And then they have a way of finding themselves back to you. So a $5 a month pledge, a $5 pledge.
Thank you. Thanks, KP, for all that you do. Thanks to all of your listeners for all that you do and all you will do by pledging WPR.org 888-202-2552.